Matthew chapter 6. Part of the problem that we have here, because by design I end up making fun, and therefore we end up making fun of liturgies and memorized things, is that you discard the baby with the bathwater. And specifically, I'm talking about prayer. And so, I was compelled tonight to talk about this subject, even though I thought I wanted to talk about something else. So, I have to respond to it. Let's start in chapter 6, verse 5. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets and in restaurants holding hands.
This is so wild. We should talk about this. Because the last couple of times that I've been to Wade's house and we've eaten, I mean, it's like, it's just amazing. You know, like the men stand while the women and children sit, right? And then they all gather hands. I really try not to like make fun of them, but they all gather hands, and then his mom will say, now who's going to say the blessing? And like, you know, the first few times I was there, Wade said it. You know, and then I said something over at your house and said, let's make Wade say the blessing. His parents make him say the blessing. So, but then it was like Bud, it was this minister there on his uncle at the Christmas dinner. Well, now it's like whenever we're at a table or something, and we're like Wade came over last night to eat, and so the Sable was like, okay, let's grab hands and say a prayer. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, it was just, and so, and he, I just kind of looked at him, and he just kind of looked at me, and I said, all of our thoughts are prayers, are prayers to God, and, you know, so, you know, you don't have to do this all the time, or something like that. I mean, I just made
something.
Well, but let's see if we can get some wisdom. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. And I think I've told you several times that's what I mean. If I see people standing or praying like they do in a restaurant, they all grab his hand, I walk by them and I say, you've gotten your reward. They don't understand what I'm saying, but...
But they think that by doing that, right?
They're being a witness.
They're being an example.
But that's the opposite of the truth.
It always felt weird to you.
Well, and it should feel weird. And it really feels weird to everybody, but they overcome it. They block the weirdness because they think it's obligatory. And soon you stop being able to hear, because you've seared your consciences with a hot iron in order to meet these liturgical standards. And therefore to say to, like I did to Pat Booth and his friend the other day, you know, they were going to pray and I told them a story. And it was like I hit him with a sledgehammer or something. He didn't stop. He called me like 15 times in the next 3 days to ask me about it. Because his whole being was based on this liturgical prayer. But he obviously, my point is, first of all, you're going to make a whole lot of enemies if you start preaching about this. And so sometimes you just got to use some wisdom.
Well, because, yeah, like they all have these little like liturgies. They'll have these little like things they're expected to do every year. Like there were like these little poppers on the table, and you know, and they had their little hats, and so everybody's putting hats on. I'm like going, I just stopped and I was like,
hats.
I don't have to do this. They had like these little paper hats that came out of the party favors and stuff. And so I just didn't do it. I just picked up my knife and fork while they were all putting their hats on, you know, and it was just like, I don't have to do this. And I was just like eating. I started eating, you know, but then Sable's like, you know, she's like so ready to join the liturgy. She puts the hat on.
Now, Sable loves liturgy.
I hate her for that.
I think the only thing is, like high school football games, we used to have a prayer before the deal.
Pray that I'll kill the other team.
Nobody gets hurt.
Pray we kick their butt.
Yeah. I mean, but is it so? I mean, is it just as right to, you know? I mean, what? I mean, why is it right for me to say, oh, you know? You know,
I didn't say it was right for you to say that.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
No. So you've assumed too much here before.
Yeah,
so more? There's a basic premise that is incorrect.
Matthew 6.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And this is God saying that to them. Can you imagine?
So it's not like us doing our Seder.
Huh?
That's because we're a family and we're doing it as... It's like taking the Seder meal to a restaurant.
Right. We're not going to take the Seder meal to a restaurant.
That's what I mean.
But what we are doing is we are causing something to come into our memory to sanctify the idea that the world is behind us. And there are specific times when the cup of sanctification is necessary. There are specific times when the communion, the blood and the bread is necessary. And there are certain times for children, for instance. This next semester, every day, something called the Amidah was done in Hebrew or in the ancient times, including Christ and the disciples. And there were 18 specific prayers that were said during the day, and they were liturgical. They all started out the same way: our cup of sanctification, blessed art thou, our Lord, our God, King of the universe, some such thing. And 18 times during the day, the prayer was said. It was 18 different prayers. Well, the kids are all going to learn those 18 different prayers during this next semester. Memorize them and say them at the proper times during the day. And so the thing about liturgy like that is that it's necessary for a time for children. It's maybe necessary for spiritual children. So that But if you do it to be seen of men, i.e. a witness, then the word witness is the Greek word martyr. And every time you see the word witness in the New Testament, it's the word martyr. It means to die. To be seen of men doing something religious is the opposite of being a witness. And that's why Christ so violently came against to be seen of men stuff. Does everybody understand that? All right. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That doesn't mean... doesn't mean to build a little prayer closet with a nice little altar in your house where you take all of the hundreds of thousands of prayer requests you receive every day into your closet. But what does a closet mean? There's only one closet. The word here. That's what Gary got it right.
Bing, 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 bing.
What?
In here.
You with a new car.
The closet is to enter under the wings of the cherubim in the Holy of Holies. The closet is the innermost room in the temple, which is the Holy of Holies. And in entering into the Holy of Holies, we go boldly into the throne of grace. We've been allowed access because he's torn through the veil, that is to say the flesh, and we've gone into the Holy of Holies. And under the wings of the cherubim, we're seated on the mercy seat. And there, that place is called the Oracle of God. And it's from that place, and only that place, that we pray. Peace. It's pretty neat.
from the position from which you can.
Okay. Well, that's when your thoughts are prayers. That's not a position. I mean, if you're anywhere else, and that's not the case.
Right. Well, your thoughts are your prayers, but they're praying the wrong God.
Yeah.
That's why you really can't control your prayers. It's like they just kind of.
When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Now, it's probably not smart, like, to all of a sudden go pull all this stuff out on somebody, you know. I mean, pray for wisdom, all right?
I didn't say anything. I knew that, but don't
well,
try to
take
it. Well,
it's sort of like going to a foreign country. I mean, when people invite you into their home, you don't just sit there and say, you're a barbarian for eating monkey brains.
No, in fact, you should read, all of the stuff in 1 Corinthians 10, would be applicable to your visiting.
1 Corinthians 10?
Right. It talks about, eat whatever is presented or do the custom of whatever is presented. Yeah. Don't make a deal out of something.
I can tell it makes Wade kind of uncomfortable when I talk about it. That's like, he says, I know that it's strange to you. I know that you don't know anybody and they don't know you and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's why. What's interesting is, and again, the only way I can relate to this, if I go to, we went to a Jewish home, we went to for a Sabbath meal, Barbara and Harry and I, I did their customs. If I go to one of the Pharisaical attorneys' homes, I do their customs. I have no interest in trying to prove a point by.
That's going to be weird.
Yeah, because then that just turns
you
into
right.
You're not a witness or a.
Right, it's not cost. For you to do the thing is to cost you your life. That's for you to be the witness. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Where's the law?
Cool.
And so it sanctifies it. You don't have to be, you're not some little spoiled rebel to be a rebel's sake, you're.
Yeah, that's cool.
When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. And it's so big.
Yeah.
I have decided that the theme, each Passover we have a theme. One year, joy and freedom are always a theme, but one year that we had a banner made joy and freedom, the other time we had different things. The theme of this year's Passover is, Lord, teach us to pray, and that we may understand and we may apprehend the Lord's Prayer. There is a universe of meaning in the Lord's Prayer, and how it is vital that we you cannot enter the Holy of Holies with a test of whether or not you can enter the Holy of Holies is if there is anyone in the universe that you haven't forgiven. If there's anyone in the universe, including yourself, that you haven't forgiven, then you can't enter into your closet. You can only enter one of the outer rooms. And so the idea of teaching us to pray is directly and intimately connected to the understanding and apprehension of forgiveness of everyone, but especially yourself. Peace? Okay. pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Just let that settle in to that deep part of you. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions. That's why the idea of a blessing is what happens when we, that's what it's called when we drink the cup of sanctification. That isn't a prayer, that's a blessing. You understand the difference? Okay, but when we pray, use not vain repetitions. How many of you had to memorize the Lord's Prayer?
I did.
And then so when you go, how many times when you pray, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, is it vain repetitions? I mean, that's, they've missed, I mean, He just says one verse earlier. He says, "Don't when you pray, don't use vain repetition as the heathen do." But then you go do it.
Say 25 Our Fathers to them.
But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. I love that one. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Boy, is that true.
It was, I just remembered that watching the Green Pastures movie, that for some reason I got touched several times because I was able to see God's need, you know, that how he... You know, he knows what he wants. He knows what he's looking for. He knows what his desire is. You know, and
his desire is to have some buddies and pals. It's lonesome being gone.
Yeah, I mean, that was the deal. I mean, he'd just be up in his office, like, you know, being God. He even says, I think at some point, I can't remember exactly how he says it, but, you know, it's tough being God.
Not easy. Being God's not all striked up.
Does he say that in the movie?
Yeah, yes, whatever. I'll just put those lightning bolts away.
Have you ever seen that movie? You gotta see it.
It is so good. It's so simple, but it just has so much depth to it.
Cool.
What's the name of it?
The Green Pastures.
And it was made in the 30s? 1936. It's all black cast, all black produced.
We have the play. We have the written version of the play in the book. That's kind of... It's really good.
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Then why should we pray? Because the only reason that we have need. If we didn't have need, we couldn't be believers. And the need is what pushes us to God, to communion, to fellowship. And God says, that's wonderful. But the need, to the test of whether or not you're being pushed to God is whether or not you're being pushed to the brethren.
I know that in a marriage, you know, you have someone there, and it's in the weakness. But if you're alone, it seems...
You can con yourself. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'd, you know, from my flesh standpoint, I'd love to be alone. Bloom and I used to... I mean, this may sound crazy to some of you, but do you understand how simple life would be to be in prison? Now, I'm not talking about some of the prisons I've been in, but in American prison, in federal prison, But God doesn't want that.
No, I mean, that's just a monastery, right?
Right.
There's no difference. That's just a monastery.
Monastery. Mono meaning one. I don't know if that means that. I just thought of that. I'm going to check that. Monastic. It has to have.
It probably means solitary.
Solitary. Maybe. Anyway. Be not therefore like unto them. Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, pray. Therefore, pray ye. Now, this isn't the words to pray, but this is the style or the manner of the prayer. Now, I told you before, every successful, or reasonably successful, occult organization that has been in existence for the last 2,000 years, their ritual is to say the Lord's Prayer in reverse. And they do it specifically in reverse. But I want you to see how close you are to saying it in reverse when you tell God what you want or need before this acknowledgement at the front. You're very, very close to saying the Lord's Prayer in reverse. Father, oh God, Father.
Hallowed be thy name, but.
So be this.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed. See, there's a ton of meaning there, because Jesus has said just a little bit ago that he and the Father are one and we and him are one. And so if we say our Father which art in heaven, if heaven therefore is the residence of all that is good and right and holy and just and everything we want, and if we say our Father which art in heaven, then we are saying to him that we are in heaven with him. Can you see that a little bit? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed. That means the only thing that you consider holy is his name. The only thing that you qualify and say is good is his name. Hallowed be thy name. I mean, these are attitudes of the heart as opposed to repetitious phrases. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's not talking about, and it doesn't say on earth, as we've said so many times, but most of the time when you hear the Lord's Prayer repeated by liturgy, it says, on earth. That's pretty big. And it's in earth.
Yeah.
Huh?
On
the earth and vessel.
That's that is. It's in the vessel, not on the earth. Okay?
Never hear it that way.
It's like with the magnet or the angels that are talking to the shepherds, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Shouldn't say that at all.
Sure.
Yeah. It is like, and it's also like the way of saying, you know, Christ is come.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Slight twist. Just missed it by that much.
Just one little letter, one vowel point off.
That's right. In earth as it is in heaven. So in other words, what you're saying to God here, and what he's teaching us to say, is that it's finished. Thy will is in earth as it is in heaven. If it's seated at the right hand of the Father, it's finished. Pretty big. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, that doesn't say that at all. It's a terrible translation. What it says in the Greek is, give us this day the bread of eternity. So instead of talking about, like, you know, give us this day, feed our stomachs, you don't care about feeding your stomachs. I mean, he does, but I mean, that's not, that couldn't be in the majesty of the Lord's Prayer. He's talking about, feed us the bread of life. And then, forgive us our debts or our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors or those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Now, what it says there is, we miss it in English, but it says, in the Spirit, it says, go ahead and let us touch this, but don't let us eat it. Don't let us gain sustenance from it. Let us have dominion over what we're being tempted with. Lead us not into temptation that causes us to fail, but deliver us from evil. And that specifically, again, that says, but to the contrary, deliver us from the evil one. This being the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
About this, lead us not into temptation thing. Say that again.
Huh?
Lead us not into temptation.
Well, into temptation as opposed to... what it's really saying is, lead us not into self, but to the contrary, deliver us from the evil one. Lead us not into flesh. Lead us. Let us not be a debtor to the flesh in any way.
So like, don't leave us there.
Well,
but deliver us.
Let us have dominion over it. Don't give anything to the evil one. I will study this in more detail. But
isn't there something there too, a reminder about the being put to the test for the purpose of improving? It's to lift up, not put down.
Test. Yeah, the test is never to put you, to cause you. God never provides a test whose goal it is for you to fail. He doesn't put you to the test for the purposes of disapproving. He puts you to the test for the purposes of approving. All right. Now, the biggie. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That doesn't seem fair. Does it?
It's almost like forgive means judge.
Forgive means stop judging.
But if you don't forgive somebody, then they've got a part of you. You've given them a part of you, right?
Yeah, they control you.
So all he's really saying is, I don't want you entangled with anything else.
Well, what he's really saying is, I want you dead.
Well, it's the only way to be on it.
Remember this. This is something you can never forget. Yeah. If there's anyone on the face of the earth that you can't forgive from the heart, then God has to look at your life from this standpoint. He has to see your birth, your life, and your death. And you've had to have met every standard of the law. And you see and arrive at the judgment seat of Christ. But if you forgive men their trespasses, and when God looks at you, he just sees Christ. And then more interestingly, when God looks at Christ, he sees you.
If there's a place you can't forgive, in a very, very real sense, you're saying there's a place where God isn't. God
forsook the earth.
Right. There's something wrong there. And that's why it wasn't necessary, blah, blah, blah. So there's no way then that God can forgive me, because I'm saying God's not God.
Yeah. Well, but what I'm telling you from much experience is that you cannot pray you haven't forgiven. Forgiven from the heart. To forgive from the heart means that you give the right to the person that you believe offended you not only the right to have offended or to have harmed you, but you protect his right to do that, or her right. But that's a huge, 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 huge deal.
So if you don't forgive someone, you're like expecting something from them.
Yeah, you need payment.
Yeah. And that's the same as ought.
Same as ought. But you understand it has to also hold equally true for you. You have to have forgiven yourself and have to have appreciated yourself for being like you are, have to even have protected your right to be that way. Because God looks at you and he says, you're perfect. You're accepted. You're forgiven. And who are you to call unclean when God has declared clean? Well, I want you to understand that you can't come to this position of everything we've talked about tonight, of forgiveness, of even prayer, of entering into the closet, of shutting out everything from that closet. You can't get there unless you've accepted your death penalty. Unless you know the offerings, unless you know the law. You don't have to know the details of the law, I'm asking that. But hopefully, in the last few times we've met, you've heard enough of the law to know that you are guilty of death about 46,000 times since the last time we studied it. Please consider this thing about prayer. And again, we're going to make the Passover theme, Lord, teach us to pray. Because that, just think of what he's saying there. Teach us to do that. Teach us to forgive. Lord, teach us to see that we are the chief of sinners. Teach us to apprehend and appropriate weakness instead of strength. Teach us what humility is. Anyhow, that's enough. I don't feel like talking anymore. Anybody have any thoughts?
I would like to feel comfortable with prayer, and I don't. I become very, very self-conscious.
Well,
totally second-guessing and just totally uncomfortable. I don't like that.
Remember that crossfire spot? He who does not habitually commune with me alone in prayer is almost sure to find true prayer impossible publicly. I mean, I don't know if you can understand this. If I'm not praying, I'm speaking in tongues. I mean, I can't, my mind, I detest so completely my mind. That I don't, I mean, I just think it's stupid. It's just thinks bullshit. So, I mean, that's all I do is pray.
Great.
But, I mean, it can only come, I didn't mean to make it sound like that.
I didn't mean to be flipped, but I just feel really self-conscious.
Well, but the reason you do is that you still think there's value in your thoughts. You hear that?
No, I don't see the relationship.
The relationship is you haven't yet seen the destruction of your chief God. And so your chief God thinks it's silly and uncomfortable to pray to anybody but himself. You must know that you still constantly worship your thoughts and your opinions. God is, I mean, you got to see the vanity of that, the futility of it. including your opinions about how something should be or how something should look or how somebody should behave. All of those are the reasons that you feel strange in praying, because the temple is filled with prayers to another god. Does that not communicate anywhere?
I feel really helpless.
And what are you doing?
I don't know. What you're saying upsets me greatly. I mean, have I been here so long? Have I come so far? And I mean, I don't know.
So you're condemning yourself?
Yeah, I feel wrong again.
Well, my point to you, Harry, is our experiences daily show that what I just told you is true. The experience that you just had that you said upset you so badly show you that what I've just told you is true. And yet, something snapped when I told you that. And I only told you because you asked me, because you said you felt uncomfortable praying. The only reason you feel uncomfortable praying is that you're in competition with your chief god. And then you become a victim over that. Then your mind takes it and says, "Well, I've been here all this time, and I'm still."
Well, I guess it's I feel. Oh, it's hopeless or helpless or both. I mean, what you say about worshiping my thoughts and opinions, I know that's true. I mean, I see it over and over and over. And I hate that. But it doesn't go away.
And that's why Elvis said that he, you know, that's when he said that he only prays or speaks in tongues.
Because I hate my mind.
Just to turn your back on, that's the only...
But to say that makes me really nervous, I don't understand that.